Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spark of Hope Daily Devotional. I'm your host today, Danny, and I am so glad you're joining me on day two of our week all about praise and worship. We often think of worship as a song we sing with our hands raised on a Sunday morning in church, and it is. But what if worship was something so much bigger? What if it was something you lived out in your car, at your job, and in your home every single day? Today's scripture gives us a beautiful and practical picture of exactly that. We're turning to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Let's listen closely to these powerful words. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. What a game changer. This passage completely defines what worship should look like. The first thing it says is to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Now that may sound intense to some, but it's actually incredibly practical. A living sacrifice isn't something that is passively offered up. It's an active daily choice. It means the way you do your job with excellence and integrity is an act of worship. The patience you show your spouse, the kindness you extend to the person behind the counter, the commitment you have to your family, all of that is worship. Your life becomes a continuous, beautiful offering to God. Then the second piece of the puzzle is so important as well. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. True worship doesn't start with our actions. It starts in our minds. If you want your life to be an act of worship, you have to let God change the way you think. It's like a mental software update. You're getting rid of old worldly ways of thinking like cynicism, jealousy, and worry, and you're downloading God's truth, perspective, and hope. A renewed mind leads to a transformed life, and a transformed life is the highest form of praise to God. So as you go about your day, my friend, I want you to remember this. Your kindness to a stranger is worship. Your hard work on the job is worship. The way you love your family is worship. Let your entire life be a beautiful, living sacrifice to our holy and worthy God. Thank you for joining me today for your daily dose of inspiration. Tomorrow, we'll talk about how to find hope and worship God even when life is heavy. Until then, stay encouraged. Keep shining bright, and know that you are deeply loved. God bless.